Would you start by talking a little bit about what happened at Mount Olive?
Well, what happened to Mount Olive is basically that police come and go throughout our neighborhood. They kind of come around with this presence as if they can intimidate the kids there, and they just come around and basically, for lack of a better word, harass many of the kids. And I feel that that's terribly wrong. It's something that should not be done, and it's definitely a disadvantage to the kids because these police officers are not letting kids be kids.
Do they admit, like, the way that they target the youth, that it is a case of racial profiling? Do they even acknowledge that it exists?
They never really state anything. In fact, they don't seem to be answering any of the questions that we have. If parents are kind of frustrated with them and ask them, well, why are you doing this to our children? Is it racial profiling? They really don't answer directly, but it's definitely something that's felt in the community, especially since it is such a diverse, multicultural area.
Mm-hmm. They don't really document it either?
Exactly. It hasn't always been this way. It's just as of late, with all the violence going on in the neighborhood and the area, I'm guessing that's the reason behind their motive for kind of giving these kids a hard time.
What actually happens to the kids when they're being harassed? Are they being given tickets?
Well, basically, the police will come around out of nowhere. The kids will be playing, and they'll start to ask them questions, very personal questions that I feel kids shouldn't have to be asked. I'll give you an example. There was an act of vandalism within the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's really aware of who wrote it or who didn't. It was something I would agree as it being derogatory towards the police. However, the way they handled the manner in which, like, they approached the kids, grabbing them, kind of calling them, harassing them, using their authority to basically intimidate the kids and try to find out who did it, but in a very wrong way.
What effect does this have on the families living in that area?
I feel like it gives kids a reason to resent the police, which is something that should never really happen. I mean, we should be able to look at the police and see them as helping our community, but when kids are feeling kind of threatened or intimidated by them, they get resentment and they begin to feel that resentment mm-hmm. early on, and then you have this relationship between, like, the youth and the police, and it's not a good one.
Are there any resources in the neighborhood to help people deal with that?
Not really. I mean, if the police comes up to a child and begins to interrogate them or begins to harass them, they really don't have an outlet or anybody to turn to and be like, this is what the police did. And, like, a prime example would be, like, my brother's friend, who's mm-hmm. about 14, 15, got approached by the police a couple of weeks ago, and when he said he was going to go to his mother because he felt as though he was being harassed, the police replied by saying, oh, do you think you're smart now? I mean, negative comments like that really do affect the youth, I think.
So I guess that's why the OCAP women of Etibuk are holding their demo. Can you talk a little bit about the organization?
OCAP Women of Etobicoke is basically an organization that helps, it's a nonprofit organization, helps different families in the community, and they basically are like an outreach program. They can help with various issues, including police issues with the youth. They help with welfare issues that some low-income families may have. They also help in terms of dealing with metro housing, which is government housing here in Toronto. Mm-hmm. They allow people to come to them and provide them with different resources. And also the demonstration that they're holding is kind of like, it's definitely going to be peaceful. It's something that they want to make people aware of here in the city of Toronto because it is a growing issue, especially in mm-hmm. Etobicoke. We are doing, trying our best actually to promote it by giving out flyers, different ways people can get involved. But there's also a website for OCAP, which is riseup.net, and you can just head on over there and basically take a look at what's going to be happening tomorrow and where it will be held in terms of the timing and where it can be located.
People who might actually need the resources that your organization is offering, where would they go?
They would go to the OCAP office, which is located at 2428 Islington Avenue right here in Toronto. It's suite 20A, and it's in the basement, and I can also give you the OCAP number in case you want to leave a message. I know the staff is really good in terms of getting back to everybody and helping each and every person that does call in. So the number is 416-749-7770.
Thank you very much, Selma.
You're welcome. No problem.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. We hope to see a good turnout.
Never let him see you down, smile while you bleeding.
When he needs you, he really needs you. When he's single, mother's proud of dad, you do.